From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Military officials in Iraq say they have raised the national flag over the main government compound in Ramadi. The event comes 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the city, which is the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders are giving conflicting assessments of overall success in the city. The head of military operations in Anbar says some parts of Ramadi remain under IS control. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Hara district. The precise death toll remains unclear. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner hailed the agreement.
The two governments made clear that by implementing this agreement, they will, quote, finally and irreversibly, end quote, resolve this issue between the two governments. And we believe this agreement will promote healing and help improve relations between two of the United States' most important allies.
Mark Toner, an official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar, say President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August Peace Accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. This is VOA News. Burundi's governmental negotiator and the opposition came out of the first session of peace talks in Uganda divided over the question of international peacekeepers. Elizabeth Powlett reports.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni gave the opening remarks, saying that while he recognized the sovereignty of Burundi, it could not be a reason for inaction on the part of the international community. The Burundi government delegates say they are fighting insurgents who had attempted a coup. They also say the government is within its rights to look for those perpetrating violence. However, opposition members and many citizens say the government is committing extrajudicial killings, torture, and political violence. Elizabeth Pollat, Kampala, Uganda.
China's top legislature passed the nation's first anti-terrorism law Sunday. The law expands the government's ability to force foreign technology firms to comply with government investigations and could further erode individual rights. Chinese authorities say the law, which goes into effect in January, is necessary and in line with international norms. Critics include human rights groups and U.S. authorities, who say the law is overly broad and may threaten freedom of expression and religion, as well as intellectual property rights. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Police say the obvious target was a truck similar to those used by security contractors. A new opinion poll sponsored by television channel CNN shows more Americans dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than at any time since September 11, 2001. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war on the United States. Those findings, published Monday, come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. They show nearly three-quarters of Americans critical of efforts by the Obama administration. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton topped the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by polling organization Gallup. Rounding out the top three men were Pope Francis and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai, and celebrity Oprah Winfrey rounded out the top three women. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday, killing at least 50 people. The first blast Monday took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri. In another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Buraburin neighborhood. In the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.